USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's unclear how many, but it appears to be more than two dozen fatalities and many more injuries reported at a parade tragedy in Waukesha, Wisconsin. It happens when an SUV plows into the Christmas parade. It appears that it may have been an intentional act, as video has been released showing that SUV at what appears to be a high rate of speed, never once trying to stop as it approaches the crowd. Word is there is a man in custody now. This man was a witness to what happened. He says it was traumatic.
And out of nowhere, it was a red Ford SUV just plowed right through all the people in the parade. And you could hear people screaming and bodies thumping, and it was traumatic.
He was speaking there to Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
The U.S. passing another tragic milestone in the battle against COVID-19 as the number of 2021 COVID-19-related fatalities officially outpaced 2020's total. According to Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. has seen over 770,000 deaths over the full course of the pandemic. The cinematographer shot and killed last month on the set of the movie Rust laid to rest this weekend as Helena Hutchins' ashes were interred in a private ceremony attended by friends and family. A photo provided by the family showing her grave marker, which is etched with the lines, "Her light shapes out lives," and "Keep chasing your vision." The Powerball jackpot still climbing. Lottery officials say nobody picked all six numbers in the Saturday night drawing, which means the next drawing is worth $213 million to a winner, if there is one. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A sequel to the 1984 blockbuster Ghostbusters is topping this week's box office.
We're closed.
Ghostbusters Afterlife earning $44 million in its first weekend in theaters in the U.S. and Canada, coming in second, Eternals, with nearly $11 million, followed by Clifford the Big Red Dog in third place, but taking in $8.5 million and rounding out the top five, King Richard, starring Will Smith, followed by Dune. As she's released her fourth album, but it's the first in some time. And now Spotify confirms it's removing its default album shuffle feature at Adele's request. Listeners will instead hear the tracks in their listed order. Adele thanked the streaming platform in a tweet on Saturday evening, saying that the update was the only request she had in the ever-changing music industry. As Adele explained, artists don't create albums without putting care and thought into the track listing, the order of songs and such. Adele having again released that critically acclaimed fourth album on the 19th of November, just a few days ago.
I'll be the one to catch myself this time.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.